A vigorous cold front came through the area late yesterday and last night. With that front acting on some warm and very humid air, we had numerous showers and thunderstorms come through the region. As expected, a number of those storms were severe. We had a number of reports of wind damage across the area. There were also numerous tornado warnings across the Northeast yesterday. Of course, we also had some flash flooding concerns with heavy downpours, and there was a lot of lightning as some of these storms came through late yesterday afternoon into the evening hours. Of course, all that stormy weather is long gone. Some of us are in cleanup mode perhaps this afternoon as the storms did knock down some trees and power lines in our area. But I tell you, behind that front, it is a spectacular day across eastern New York and western New England. We have the cold front to our east, high pressure to our west, and our weather is going to be very pleasant here moving ahead through the next several days. We'll call it maybe a late summer or early fall preview, as temperatures in the coming days are likely to be only in the 70s with some 60s in the higher elevations. And at night, we're looking at lows that will be mainly in the 50s with some 40s across the higher terrain. So a nice feel to the air over the next several days. But you may be reaching for that jacket at times, especially through the overnight hours into the early morning each day. So for now, things are quiet moving ahead. We have partly cloudy to mainly clear skies in the forecast for tonight as high pressure builds in from the west. Some areas of fog are likely to form, especially near bodies of water and where there is some damp ground. Overnight lows will be generally between about 50 and, about 56 or so. But as I mentioned, some of the higher spots, especially through the Adirondacks, may dip back into the 40s through the night. Into the day tomorrow, we'll see a nice mix of sunshine and clouds. Now, there is the small chance of just a passing shower across, especially the higher terrain north and west of the capital region. Otherwise, it's a quiet day, a dry day with low humidity tomorrow. A bit of a breeze, but probably not quite as gusty as today. Temperatures will be generally in the 70s, though I do see a lot of 60s across the Adirondacks, the Greens, maybe even the Catskills. The quiet weather goes into Friday with temperatures again running a bit below average for this time of year with nice low humidity, and we're going to keep things dry and quiet heading into the weekend on Saturday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the lower to mid-50s, some 40s in the Adirondacks. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, high 70 to 75, with some 60s in the mountains. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the lower to mid-50s, some 40s in the Adirondacks. And for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, high 70 to 75, some 60s in the mountains. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high in the 70s to around 80. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the lower to mid-50s. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, high 70 to 75. Region-wide on Friday, partly to mostly sunny, with highs in the 70s, some 60s in the mountains. And on Saturday, mostly sunny, with highs in the 70s, 60s in the higher terrain. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.